Those that are involved in the burning of the Para Aduma, his clothing that is wearing while he is involved in the burning of the Para Aduma would become Tame. And so too, any clothing or utensil that he touches while he is involved in the burning of the Para Aduma would become Tame, with the exception of a Kli Cheres of earthenware Kli would not become Tame. And so too, those that are involved in the burning of Parim, this is referring to Par Yom HaKippurim, Par Kohen Mashiach, and Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibor, and the Mefarshim speak out, it also includes the Sar Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Avodah Zorah. All these korbanos, the dinners that they are burnt outside of Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah is teaching us that all those that are involved in the burning of the Parim, and also the Sar Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Avodah Zorah, his clothing would become Tameh, so too any begadim or kail that he touches while he's involved in the burning of these korbanos would become Tameh, with the exception of an earthenware kli. And so too the one that's Mishaleach, the Sar that brings out the Sar to the Azazel on Yom HaKippurim, as soon as that Sar is taken outside of Yerushalayim, up until the time that it is pushed off the cliff, the one that is escorting that Sar, his clothing that he's wearing while they're escorting the Sar would become Tameh, and so too any begadim or kailim, with the exception of a kli charis that he touches while they're escorting the Sar, would become Tameh. Paro, Parim, Usar, Mishaleach, Atman, Ein Mitameh begadim. Even though those that are involved in the burning of the Par Aduma, and the burning of the Par, and those that escort the Sar, Mishaleach, their clothing would become Tameh, but the Par Aduma itself, and the Parim themselves, and the Sar, Mishaleach itself, would not be Mitameh begadim. Hareza Oimer, Mitameh lo Tamuni, Rata Timei Sunni. About this apparent paradox, the saying is said as if the begadim are talking to the person, those that are mitame you would not be mitame me, meaning the Par Aduma itself and the Parim and the Sar Mishaleach would be mitame the person, but would not be mitame the begadim that he is wearing or any other begadim or kelim. But yet you are mitame me, meaning to say that when the person is involved in the burning of the Par Aduma, he would be mitame the clothing that he is wearing or any other begadim or kelim. So even though the Para and the Parim and the Sar Mishaleach directly are not mitame the begadim, but they are mitame the person. The person would be mitame the begadim. This is a paradox, and about this paradox, that saying is said that mitameh lo tamuni v'ata timi sani. Masachas Parah Parachas Mishnah Dad Ha'echom Anivlat Ha'oif Hatar V'hi B'beit Ha'bliya. Mitame begadim. Somebody who eats from the nevela of a kosher bird died without shechita, and a person eats it. Not allowed to eat it, of course. You can't eat a bird without shechita. But if he does eat a kosher bird without shechita, while it's in the base of Bliya, while it's going down its road, it would be mitame the begadim that he is wearing. The person would become tame along with the clothes that he's wearing, and so too, any begadim or kail that he touches while he's eating the nevela of the Ov Tar would become tame, with the exception of an earthenware kli. Hanevela atzma eina mitame begadim, but the nevela of the kosher bird itself would not be mitame begadim, as the nevela of an Ov Tar is not mitame. Unlike the nevela of a behemoth, which is mitame, the nevela of an oftar is not mitame unless the person is swallowing it. While he is swallowing it, it would be mitame the clothing that he is wearing. Hareza oimer mitameh lo tamuni v'ata timei sani. About this sin, the following saying is said as if the begadim that the person is wearing is talking to the person, and the begadim say to the person, what is mitame you is not mitame me, but yet you are mitame me, meaning to say, the nevela of the oftar, which is mitame you, that the person becomes tame from it when he swallows it, but it's not mitame the begadim directly, as the nevela of the oftar is not mitame anything directly. But yet, when you swallow the nevela of the oftar, you are mitame me. As even though the nevela of the oftar is not mitame the begadim directly, but when the person swallows the nevela of the oftar, he becomes tame, and he subsequently will be mitame the begadim.